Okay, Alexander, let's just get right into this, and it is regarding the Supreme Court, of course. What else is it going to be this week? It is regarding the Supreme Court, and we had Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He is our countryman, George Stephanopoulos, but he was also a former Clinton aide. He inside the circle of the Clintons. And I think he's very much working for the DNC and the Democrats in the media. In other words, I think he's a trusted partner of the Democrats and the DNC. And this interview, I think, was put together so that he could float the possible responses that Pelosi will have following Trump's announcements, specifically in North Carolina, that they will move forward with filling that Supreme Court seat. And so Stephanopoulos kind of laid out the question to Pelosi, which I think was scripted and pre-planned, where he said, are you going to seek impeachment? So you wouldn't rule out seeking impeachment. And Pelosi's answer to Stephanopoulos was, well, we have our options. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But the fact is, we have a big challenge in our country. The president has threatened to not even accept the results of the election with statements that he and his henchmen have made. So Pelosi is talking about arrows in her quiver and statements made by Trump and his henchmen. It all sounds like some sort of King Arthur Camelot kind of scenario, doesn't it? It's crazy. Pelosi went a little nuts, and we'll get to that as well. But anyway, Alexander, what do you make of her statements?
I mean, I thought it was completely deranged, frankly. I mean, first of all, can I say we did a program about the Supreme Court vacancy in which we made it absolutely clear our joint view at the Duran that there is nothing to prevent Donald Trump selecting, proposing, nominating a candidate for the Supreme Court now, and there is nothing preventing the Senate confirming that candidate now, and for political reasons, and in the greater interests of the United States, that is precisely what should happen. I am very relieved to see that Donald Trump is doing that. That he's actually going to propose a candidate, and that candidate he's going to send to the Senate and ask the Senate to confirm. And I would say that any Republican senator who is stupid enough to resist this, and I'm addressing, I'm thinking particularly about people like Collins and Murkowski and all of those, should ask themselves this question: if Donald Trump proposes a really good candidate, and all the names that we've been hearing about, I'm not going to discuss them, but they all sound like really good people, people who are absolutely worthy as jurists of Supreme Court seats. If Donald Trump proposes a candidate like that, are these people really saying that they won't vote for them? I mean, if they do, what kind of Republicans are they? What sort of senators are they at the end of the day? Now, I just wanted to make that point because I think it's an important one. But let's talk about Pelosi. I mean, what Pelosi says is absolutely, I mean, it's deranged. First of all, Donald Trump and his henchmen. I mean, it sounds like something, that Elliot Ness talks about in The Untouchables. Pelosi is not Elliot Ness. I mean, this is nuts. This is crazy stuff. What Donald Trump is going to do, what he says he is going to do, is the exercise of the constitutional functions of the president. There is precedent for this, by the way. I understand that on three previous occasions, Supreme Court justices have been nominated by your president and have been confirmed by the Senate during a transition period. So let's not get into any kind of absurdities talking about, take out, our fiery arrows and to stop these wicked henchmen doing these bad things. Let's just take a step back, let this process run its course, and return to some kind of level-headed discussion about the future of the Republic, which is what she, Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House of Representatives, should be doing. Now, can I just also say something else? Of course, the extreme fury of the Democrat reaction to the fact that Trump is actually nominating a candidate is a sign, is an infallible sign, that politically it is the correct thing to do. I mean, if they weren't so angry about it, if they weren't, burning up the airwaves with all these fiery denunciations, then one could say, well, maybe the, things that Trump is doing in this case aren't particularly needed or necessary. But the fact that they are so angry shows to you how necessary this thing is.
All right. So the three things that Pelosi has, the three arrows she has in her quiver, to steal Pelosi's own words, are to impeach in order to delay the process and push it. Her hopes is that it'll push it towards the end of January, February, when sleepy, creepy Joe could then choose the person on the court after they implement the Red Mirage plan. That's her hope. It's not going to happen. But anyway, she's floating on impeachment. The other thing they're floating out is stacking the court. So they're saying, if you guys do this, when we get office, we're going to appoint 15 Supreme Court judges, and we're just going to stack the court. In which case, I would imagine then the Republicans would come back and say, well, we'll appoint 20 Supreme Court justices. So, I mean, it's sheer stupidity. But that's their other threat. And the third threat, Alexander, is, of course, their fallback, which is riots. Just burn the whole thing down.
Well, exactly. Well, let's first of all deal with the middle one, the point about packing the court. It's been talked about before. Franklin Roosevelt discussed it back in the 30s. It didn't do him any political good, and he pulled back. And in fact, changes then started to happen in the Supreme Court. This is, dare I say it, an insurrectionary approach to politics. You talked about riots being burn everything down. Well, packing the Supreme Court is burn everything down. I mean, talking in this fashion, who is really politicizing Supreme Court appointments? When you talk about packing, which, by the way, Joe Biden promised he wouldn't do, what is that if not politicizing the Supreme Court decision? Once again, the Democrats are doing, or are threatening to do, the very thing they are accusing Trump of. Trump is acting entirely constitutionally. He is the president. He is nominating a Supreme Court justice. He's asking the Senate to confirm that person. That's his constitutional prerogative. It is also his duty as president to do. As president, he has a duty to nominate Supreme Court justices. And what is Pelosi talking about? What are the Democrats talking about? They're talking about packing the Supreme Court, in other words, changing the Supreme Court, unbalancing the constitutional and legal framework of the country, of which the Supreme Court is a pivotal part. And of course, behind it all, there's all these other threats, throw a tantrum, have more riots, burn more buildings, topple more statues, threaten this, destroy that. I mean, this isn't serious. These aren't serious people anymore. I mean, if the stakes weren't so high and it wasn't so dangerous, frankly, it would come over as childish. Unfortunately, because the stakes are so high and it is so dangerous, one can't just say it's childish, even though at a certain level it is. So, I mean, unbelievable that they should talk this way. Now, As for the other idea, the central idea, the one that apparently Pelosi is most attracted to, which is impeachment. Well, you know, what was it Karl Marx once famously said, that, you know, history repeats itself the first time as tragedy and the second time as farce? This would prove that statement of Marx wrong, because it would be history repeating itself the first time as farce and the second time as an even greater farce. What is Donald Trump going to be impeached for? Because he is carrying out his constitutional role as president by nominating a Supreme Court justice and sending that person for confirmation to the Senate. How can one say that is wrong in any way? How is that a high crime or misdemeanor? Remember all those famous phrases? I mean, what are you talking about, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, when you talk about impeaching a president of the United States in that way? And if you're going to use impeachment as a device to try to slow down or stop the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice, firstly, it's not going to work, because I'm sure this time round the Senate will see through that and they won't play that game. But secondly, it is the same thing as those two other things, packing the court and throwing riots. It is an insurrectionary abuse of the Constitution of the United States, using the weapon of impeachment for a nakedly partisan purpose to prevent the president from exercising his constitutional functions and doing that which the Constitution requires him to do. So, I mean, you know, Pelosi and the Democrats are, I think, they're losing their senses. I mean, they're going bonkers. They're behaving in an ever more irrational and dangerous way. And that shows how right Donald Trump is to go ahead with this thing. And it also shows, it seems to me, to the American people, that you don't want people like this anywhere near to the center of power. I mean, it would be very alarming indeed if people who think and talk in this kind of crazy way should be allowed back into the White House.
Yeah, they are starting to lose their senses. And I'll get to that as well towards the end of the video, how Nancy Pelosi is losing her senses, literally losing her senses during the interview. But let me read you the quotes that Trump gave during his interview with Fox and Friends. And this is where he also mentioned that he will be announcing his nomination on Friday or Saturday. But this is what Trump said after the hosts at Fox and Friends questioned him about what Pelosi had said with the impeachment stuff on ABC with ABC This Week with Stephanopoulos. So Trump's quotes, and I'm taking this from the New York Post: "I think my numbers will go up. I think we'll win the entire election. I think we will win back the House. I think we're going to win the House. I really do. I think we're going to win the House anyway. So I heard yesterday, if I do it, they're going to impeach me. So they're impeaching me for doing what constitutionally I have to do. I think when we win the election, then win all the elections if they do that. And you know, they even said that if I do it, they're going to impeach me. Well, they impeached me for a perfect phone call to say congratulations to the president of Ukraine. And then they said the call was different than that. They made up, shifty shift, made up a call. And he said horrible things that everyone thought I made that call, but that wasn't it. Thank goodness it was transcribed perfectly." It's, you know, I'm reading the quotes, and people can go find that Fox and Friends interview. And, you know, it's your typical long interview where Trump jumps across many topics and he's, you know, kind of free-forming it. But I mean, the guy is just so spot on. You know, he's talking about the impeachment. He's basically saying, Pelosi, do it. Go for it. You do it, we're just going to win everything across the board. And by the way, I haven't forgotten about Ukraine. I haven't forgotten about all the stupid stuff you were doing with Ukraine, and it was a perfect phone call, and shifty shift, and all that stuff. I mean, he just goes on these incredible, like, freeform kind of rants, which he hits so many different points that just absolutely must drive the Democrats crazy. But they do it to themselves. The Democrats do it to themselves because they're so utterly deranged. So, Alexander, what do you make of Trump's response to Pelosi?
You put it exactly right. Everything he said is absolutely spot on. He's also, by the way, right about the politics. If Nancy Pelosi does any of the crazy things that the Democrats are talking about, you know, launching an impeachment on this absolutely lunatic ground, I mean, it would be completely insane to do a thing like this. It would be mad. Then I'm absolutely sure that he is right. The Republicans will sweep the House and they'll retain the Senate. I can't see how any other possible outcome to all of this. Can I just say one thing about this? Donald Trump, I mean, he talks, as you rightly said, he has his own way of talking. He is somebody who doesn't talk in a very structured way. He comes up with ideas. He's very fluid in the way he speaks. But he says it right. All the points he has made there are absolutely correct. He is acting constitutionally. The politics are as he says. The impeachment, the previous impeachment, Ukraine-gate impeachment, was exactly as he says. He is in touch with reality. He talks about the world as it is. It is his opponents, the Democrats, who have lost all touch with reality when they're talking about these insane ideas. I'm sorry to use that strong word, but I think they are insane ideas. Launching impeachments, packing the Supreme Court, you know, stirring up protests and whatever in the streets of the United States, simply because the elected constitutional president of the United States is properly exercising his functions under the Constitution. He speaks in a rational way. The Democrats are talking irrationally.
All right, Alexander, just to wrap up the video. After Pelosi made her impeachment pitch, and she talked about quivers in the arrow and all that stuff, Stephanopoulos followed it up, and he said this. He said, to be clear, you're not ruling anything out. And then Pelosi, I think she had the computer kind of crashed. And she said, good morning, Sunday morning. That was her response to Stephanopoulos. I wish I could play the video. I can't for obvious copyright reasons, but I'll put a link to that video in the description box down below. It was such a bizarre moment to have Stephanopoulos ask her that question. To be clear, you're not ruling anything out. And then literally Nancy Pelosi's, you know, brain switched off. And then it's like someone rebooted it. And she said, good morning, Sunday morning. And the responses on Twitter were the same. I mean, just to give you some of the responses, Meghan McCain said, this is so uncomfortable to watch and confusing. It's like something is malfunctioning. Matt Whitlock said, this clip is like somebody hit the reset button on Pelosi in the middle of an interview. Scott Adams said, watch this once while looking at Pelosi the entire time. Then watch a second time and look at Stephanopoulos' face when she answers. He's exactly right. Stephanopoulos was like puzzled. Like, what is she talking about? Yeah. Anyway, if you want to comment on that, great. If you don't, that's also fine. I just thought it was a really bizarre moment after Pelosi was going through her own little rant about arrows and quivers and henchmen and all, and all that. And then it's like the computer just malfunctioned.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this about Pelosi. I mean, she's been around in politics for a very long time. I mean, I would like to believe that there must be some part of her mind and conscience that is aware of the lunacies of some of the things she's saying and some of the lunacies of some of the things that she's doing. And I would like to believe, I mean, I don't know whether this is true, that what caused that pause was that she was suddenly saying to herself in the middle of this, you know, extraordinary, bizarre literally deranged interview. Hold on. Am I really here? Am I really saying these things? I'd like to believe that. I don't know. It could be, as you rightly say, that, you know, there was some kind of crash, that as I said, she's just, losing control of things. One thing I will say, and I'm sorry to say it straightforwardly, she has been around for far too long. All of these people have. Biden has. All of them have been around too long. They need to step aside and think very carefully whether they're really up any longer to doing this sort of thing. I mean, this was a car crash of an interview. And by the way, you're absolutely right. I definitely a staged interview. I mean, clearly they talked about it in advance. As we know, by the way, I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, opinion polls used oversampling to exaggerate, you know, the Democrat candidate. We know that happened because in 2016, we got all the emails, we got all the emails, the DNC emails that said that happened. We also know that these sort of interviews are arranged in that kind of way. Because again, the DNC emails confirm that. So we have that kind of, we actually know this sort of thing goes on. And this is clearly what happened here, that this was a clearly staged interview and it went disastrously wrong in the way that it did, either because frankly, Pelosi is, you know, losing her mind, or perhaps, as I said, just possibly she had a moment of, you know, as sometimes people do, of you know, realizing that just a moment, what is it really that I'm saying? Anyway, it was very bizarre. It is, I did see it, by the way. It is extremely strange and very, very odd. And ultimately, I'm afraid it's only Nancy Pelosi who can answer what really happened there.
I think it's after a while, the hate consumes you, and you start. I think you literally do start to lose your mind.
Well, you do.
From having such derangement and such hate fixated on one person, I mean, it just cannot be healthy.
Well, it isn't healthy. I mean, go to any psychiatrist or psychologist, and they will tell you as much. So, obsession is, and hatred are utterly destructive things. They completely cloud your mind. You become a completely unbalanced person. So, I mean, undoubtedly that is so. I mean, you know, sometimes, perhaps, hopefully, maybe in this case, a chink of reality just quickly, you know, flashed in her brain. But other than that, I mean, the entire Democratic Party, the whole left in America, have become consumed with this pathological hatred of one man, Donald Trump, who has done nothing to earn it, by the way. Can I just say something else? And I come back, I made this quote and in a previous interview, I think it was live actually that we did, and one of our viewers very helpfully said that it comes from Dostoevsky, which is that you always hate those you've wronged. The Democrats have wronged Donald Trump to an incredible extent. They made him out to be, you know, they said unbelievable things about him. I mean, Pelosi was doing that again. Nothing Donald Trump has done comes anywhere close to living up to the descriptions the Democrats make of him. And on the strength of those descriptions, they put him through, the absolute third degree as president. I mean, he's been impeached, there have been attempts to impeach him. There's been the lunatic Russiagate investigation. We have had all these horrendous leaks that go on in the media. We have this appalling media commentary that goes on. And ultimately, what is suffering from all of this, from this pathology of hate, is not just the Democratic Party, but the whole Republic. The whole United States has become infected with this thing and is becoming infected with this madness, because that's what it is. So we now talk about impeaching a president for doing his job, packing the Supreme Court, because we might get a candidate for the Supreme Court nominated whom we don't like. And we're also talking about, as you rightly say, burning down everything, toppling statues, sacking buildings and all of those kind of things, because Donald Trump looks like he's going to retain the presidency. I mean, it's just incredibly dangerous, incredibly foolish. And you're absolutely right. It does you health-wise no good at all. And philosophers and religious thinkers could confirm this right through the whole of history, but maybe we won't go into all of that now.
No, not at all. We'll end it there, Alexander. In these types of situations, you know, if it was Pelosi's family needs to just pull her aside and just say, let it go. Just let it go.
Absolutely.
And everyone that's consumed by this hate, you know, literally just relax, everybody. Let it go, because it's destroying you on an individual level. And it's coming through. It's starting to show. Moments like these, it starts to show.
Absolutely. I mean, it is starting to show. Hatred at this level, of this kind, is a form of madness. And, you know, it leads, one madness like this leads to other types of madness, which, when we're talking about the leaders of the United States, that's an incredibly dangerous thing.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Guys, like this video, click on that subscribe button. Also, make sure to like and share this video. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. And go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise, mugs, hats, T-shirts. We've got all kinds of great stuff. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Very quickly, Alexander, what do you have there? You have a USA?
Of course I do. Absolutely. We're talking about the USA. Here is one of our wonderful, amazing, phenomenal, fantastic magic mugs with the flag of the Great American Republic, the United States of America. And you can get that mug with that flag, but you can also get mugs with many other flags. Here is Australia. Another country another English-speaking country, which we in Britain have a particular feeling of closeness to. This is the Australian flag. And I will show you that I also have it at the moment on my shirt, because, you know, this is a sign of our regard for, and my own regard for Australia too. And we have lots of other flags too. We have smaller mugs, and this one has Greece. If you go onto our shop now, I mean, you will find mugs with most national flags. And Alex, this is an enameled mug with the flag of England. And you will, before very long, you will start to find mugs with the flags of, well, Germany. Oh, no, not Germany. What am I saying? Well, Germany is there. One of them is Germany. I've also got Germany too, by the way. But but you will see all of these flags are there, and you will get more and more because we're also now, or Alex is also now, producing mugs with the flags of the states that make up the Great Republic of the United States. So I believe there's already a mug with the flag of the great state of Texas, and soon we will have flags of other states too. So you will find them all in our shop. You will find shirts in our shop. As I said, this one with the Australian flag there. But we've also got a magnificent, wonderful new range of shirts. Many of them, by the way, embroidered, and they look phenomenal and fantastic. And they're short-sleeved and long-sleeved, and we've got polo neck shirts too. And as I said, with lots of flags on them. And we've also got hats. We've got hats with flags, and embroidered hats, and trucker's hats, and baseball caps, and they're just stunning. And we've also got hoodies, and we've got ebooks too. So you can come to our shop, you can buy this extraordinary range of wonderful products that are there. Alex is refreshing and enlarging the shop all the time. And at the same time, of course, you support this hard-working and struggling channel so that we can continue to provide you with this kind of level of commentary by coming to our shop and buying things from there. So come to our shop, support the Duran, buy the wonderful things you will find in the shop, and Alex will tell you how to do it.
Just go to the durantshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.